The Marshall University football team, the Thundering Herd, is a perfect 7-0 this year with two games left in the COVID-shortened season. But 50 years ago, only the most diehard fans could have imagined the school would still have a team in 2020. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm pleased to be your host, Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web to help support the show quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. On November 14th, 1970, the Herd were aboard a Southern Airways flight home from a road game when the plane went down, killing all on board. 40 of those who perished were under the age of 24. Marshall's sophomore offensive tackle Ed Carter missed that fatal flight, having gone home to Texas for his father's funeral. And today he lives with his family in Tennessee, and he is a full-time gospel minister, evangelist there in Tennessee. He joined us last time on the show. We've asked him to come back today and tell us more about the Marshall story and how he found Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. All right, Ed, thanks for spending some more time with us here. Those coaches and teammates of yours, they weren't just coaches and teammates. They were your friends. They were your comrades who died that day in that plane crash. Can you tell us a little bit about folks that you knew there on the team and what they meant to you?
Well, every one of those guys was a real dedicated football player. We were known as a very disciplined and very, we were in very good condition. We were kind of small, but everyone played hard, and we wanted to win, but we just couldn't quite put, you know, a full game together because we didn't have as many players as some of the teams had, and we just run out of gas around the second half. But they were all good. A lot of them would have played in the NFL.
Sure. So your dad died. You're at the funeral or went home for the funeral, and then you lose your teammates and coaches in the plane crash. How did you, Ed, deal with the horrible wave after wave of grief there personally?
Well, to be honest about it, it all happened so fast. And I wasn't saved then, but the Lord was watching over me and enabled me to go through that, even though I wasn't saved, but it all happened so fast.
Yes. So you invited Jesus to come into your life. You had a church background, but not a personal relationship with Christ. You did that after the plane crash. Tell me about that.
Well, I was working with another Marshall athlete. He was a baseball player, Carl Hewlett, and we worked together, and Carl witnessed to me and talked to me about the Lord. Wasn't making very much success at first, but eventually the Lord began to convict me. And Carl Hewlett gave me a little pamphlet. We call them Gospel Tracts. And on March 10th of 1974, as I read the Gospel Tract, I realized that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Savior who died on the cross for my sins, that he was buried and rose from the grave to take my sins away. And that afternoon in March of 1974, I repented of my sins and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life to be my personal Lord and Savior.
Praise the Lord. So you got to feel like God gave you a second chance, huh?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I got saved after I completed my eligibility to play football there at Marshall.
Yep. And when you completed your eligibility, there was a chance for the NFL. In fact, the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, were in touch with you, but God sort of had other ideas. Tell me about that.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys was and still is my favorite team. I lived 100-something miles from Dallas, and that was the place I wanted to go. And I met Gil Brandt over in Moorhead, Kentucky, and we talked about me possibly coming there, but I didn't make it to their tryout camp, which Coach Lingle, our new coach, got that tryout for me to be a free agent. And my offensive line coach, Jim McNally, got a tryout for me with the Buffalo Bills. And so I ended up going there to the Buffalo Bills tryout camp. Was injured the day before tryouts, pulled a muscle in my leg, and so I was dismissed from the tryout camp. I'd already been getting opportunities to serve the Lord, and so when I returned, I was sure that the Lord wanted me to surrender my life to Him.
Yes, and you've done that. You lead a ministry called Death Unto Life. Can you tell us about that, what God has you doing through that?
That ministry is taken from John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Our goal with the ministry has been to reach people of all walks of life with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have tried through evangelism, and then also having families come and go and establish churches in the United States.
All right. Former Marshall Thundering Herd offensive tackle Ed Carter, who was not aboard that fatal flight 50 years ago this past November 14th. God had some reasons to keep him alive, including spreading the gospel. Ed, thank you so much for taking all this time. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Well, thank you for calling me.